Coming up right here, right now, six games against the NFL spread, including, as we do each and every week, our official pick and prediction on the Washington Commanders. Let's get it going. All right, game number one, the Dallas Cowboys at 3-4. After a Sunday night loss in San Francisco, which at times you thought, maybe they're getting it going here a little bit. Still no official word that I've seen on Micah Parsons. We know DeMarcus Lawrence is out. The Dallas Cowboys and all of their shenanigans. San Francisco to Dallas to Atlanta. Not impossible. The Falcons off of a somewhat controversial win in Tampa, in which their defense continues to get abused a little bit. That's been a disappointment, but their offense, for the most part, has been cranked up, and yeah, they got the controversial touchdown from their tight end. But Kirk Cousins, as long as he's given a little bit of time, which has been a problem at times, is still Kirk Cousins. Even though Dallas is desperate for a win, and Atlanta's not because of the division they play in, I still feel good about this at Atlanta minus the 3.5. Because, again, I don't trust Dallas. I don't really trust Atlanta, certainly defensively. I could see this game going the other way. Atlanta hasn't been great at home. You know, they lost to Pittsburgh to open up the year. They lost on a Sunday night to the Chiefs. They lost a couple of weeks ago. They should have lost against Tampa on a Thursday night. So I'm a little out of faith here. But I'm going to go Atlanta minus the 3.5 over the Dallas Cowboys. Game two, in part one of our Super Sunday six-pack, the Raiders in Cincinnati. The Bengals are sort of, kind of, getting things together. Kind of, sort of, maybe, we think. Who knows? The Raiders actually played the Chiefs pretty darn well. The Raiders have been plucky on the road. Remember, when they were 9.5-point dogs week two in Baltimore, and they not only covered, but they won outright. This week, they are 7-point underdogs, according to ESPN Bet, which is the lines that we use on Friday afternoon. It might be different somewhere else, but we use what we use when we do the picks. Raiders plus the 7 in Cincinnati is the pick. I think the Bengals win outright. But Raiders plus the 7 is the pick. Game number 3, game we touched on a little bit earlier. Will the Cleveland Browns have more reason to shred their team apart? After this Sunday, at home against the Los Angeles Chargers and one of the Flying Harbaugh brothers, Cleveland somehow is minus 1.5. Normally, home teams get that 3-point cushion, so I guess that's part of this. The Chargers are plucky. They are physical. They are feisty. But I think Cleveland will do a pretty decent job against their run. And if you can shut down their run and put pressure on Justin Herbert, not that he won't hurt you, but I think Cleveland can make enough plays. And I think Jameis Winston is the guy that just allows everybody to relax and feel good and feel footloose and fancy free. Give me the Cleveland Browns minus 1.5 at home against the LA Chargers for game 3. Game 4 of our Sunday Super Six Pack. The Philadelphia Eagles minus 7.5 over Jacksonville. That number's a little bit big. Again, we talked with Evan Abrams last hour. In case you missed it, podcast will be up on the Odyssey app, Team 980, or at the team980.com from the Action Network. He pointed out, as others have, 9 straight games dating back to last year, the Eagles have not scored a first quarter point. Not a point. And yet they're 7.5-point favorites, and Doug Peterson's, I think, second return. I think he's been back since becoming Jacksonville's head coach, but maybe I'm wrong on that. I seem to remember that. But 7.5-point favorites, they're banged up at wide receiver. Christian Kirk's out. Their Brian Thomas, their stud first rounder, is a game time decision and is highly questionable. I think the Eagles at home, the last time they were at home, it was a little bit of a disaster. Remember Nick Sirianni yelling at the fans and whatnot after they beat Cleveland by, I think it was just 4 points? I feel better about the Eagles after road wins in Cincinnati and the Giants. Saquon is being Saquon. Jalen Hurts has played better. They're healthier receiver. No thanks to Jahan Dotson. Give me the Eagles. -7.5 over the Jacksonville Jaguars for game four. Game five, right up the road in Baltimore, hun, at M&T Bank Stadium. The Denver Broncos. Hey, pay attention to the Broncos. Since a bad start to the year for Bo Nix, Bo Nix is playing some ball, baby. And their defense is really good. Lamar Jackson missed practice Wednesday and Thursday. I think it was limited today. He's expected to play. Don't know how well he'll play. The Ravens' secondary has been spotty all year, and it was again last week in Cleveland. Give me the Denver Broncos. Plus the nine. Whoa, they have five wins on the year. Plus the nine in Baltimore, hon. And game number six, as we do each and every week, we pick the Washington Commanders game, whether we like it or we don't like it. Give me the burgundy and gold, -4 against the New York Giants. Now, listen, I think the Giants will be plucky. I think it'll be a tougher game than most people think. I do not think it'll be one-sided. I could see maybe the Commanders pulling away late after a Daniel Jones turnover or some other kind of mishap for the Giants. But I think it'll be a one-score game much of the way. I could be wrong on that. If Washington comes out 13-14 nothing, I'll feel better. And I'll hope that they can hold on. But I think Washington is good enough to cover the four. Obviously win outright, and maybe again they do it pulling away late with an extra touchdown or game-sealing touchdown or something like that. And even if you think about it realistically, right, if they're down three and they score a touchdown late, they win by four, presuming that they kick the extra point, and then I push. Or if they go for two and they make it, then I win. How about that? Washington -4 over the New York Giants. So again, the picks: Atlanta -3.5 at home against Dallas, Raiders +7 at Cincinnati, Cleveland -1.5 against the Chargers in the Dogtown, Eagles -7.5 in Filthy over Jacksonville, the Broncos on the road +9 over the Ravens, and the Washington Commanders at MetLife Stadium, a game I will be at, -4. Against the New York Giants. Top six teams ranked 1-6 in the NFL. We are the only people to do dueling super six packs in one segment in the history of sports talk radio. We are innovative. We are creative. We are fresh. We are just full of ourselves and full of crap, too. But we do this to annoy the ever-loving daylights out of the youngest in charge. No committees, no honorable mentions, no nothing. Here you go. The Kansas City Chiefs, numero uno, still undefeated. Who else could you go with? The Detroit Lions. It doesn't seem to faze them whether they're in Dallas and they're destroying them at Minnesota. We'll see about this Sunday in Green Bay outside in the cold. It is supposed to be nippy. The Detroit Lions at number two. Next week's opponent for the Washington Commanders at Northwest Stadium. The Pittsburgh Steelers, on a bye this week, number three, after a physical win against the New York Giants on Monday night. Russell Wilson playing pretty well. Number four, the Baltimore Ravens. Off the bad loss in Cleveland, can they come home and answer the bell against a good defense and an improving offense in the Denver Broncos with the big number? But I'll go number four, the Baltimore Ravens. Number five. The Green Bay Packers, all sorts of injury concerns to Jordan Love, to their running back, but they've got enough weapons where I think they are still a high-caliber offense. Malik Willis has played well when he's been asked to, and their defense led by Xavier McKinney has been great or pretty darn good. Give me the Packers, and they've got a big one against the number two ranked Lions. And number six, the Buffalo Bills, who host Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins this Sunday in Buffalo. Rematch of the Week 2 Thursday night game. So again, the Chiefs, the Lions, the Steelers, the Ravens, the Packers, the Bills. That means the Commanders are not in our Super Six Pack for a second consecutive week. They weren't either. Last week, actually, I believe it's three consecutive weeks. Huh. Cutting down the home team. Cutting down the home team. And by the way, last week we went in 20-20-2 through 7 weeks of the season. Last week we were 2-4. 2-4 is what we were. Not good enough. Sorry about that. We did win on the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos. Denver covering the big number, 10.5. We did win on the Tampa-Atlanta game. We had Atlanta minus the 2.5, but lost everything else. So 2-4, 22, 24-2 through 8 weeks of the NFL season.